beyond the streams of America and the mountaintops high above the universe and the palatial Pride 48 studios. Isn't it MLK Day, or did we already miss that? Did I miss that?
I have no clue.
Damn. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are. We are glad you have joined us today.
Wait, do we have an MLK phone?
Is he dead?
I don't know. Wait, yes, of course I know.
DI Plus is brought to you by Cortisone 10. Cortisone 10, the ultimate cream to use for the winter itchiness. Not that gold brown bond medicated crap, but Cortisone 10. Ask for it by name. Welcome to Doobies and Tin. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the non-itchy state of Arkansas, from the drunk and, oh my God, this is going to be a horrible episode tonight. It's Adam Burns, everyone. Hi, Adam.
Hi.
Excellent.
Hi.
Lick the salt, bite the lemon.
I just need a hot dancer over here with the belly button.
Oh, no. Like you know what, Adam? You're probably going to delete this out, but the last time that you had hot dancers and alcohol on a podcast, it didn't end well.
Why would I delete that? I'm not drunk. Look, I've had, and I can't talk about it, so I'm not going to.
We are not going to talk about it.
But I have had a stressful few days.
You have.
And I'm just having a couple of shots of vodka. I hardly ever drink. In fact, the whole time I was in Vegas, I think I had like three drinks and everybody else was like rolling on the floor the whole time. So
look at what I got.
I don't know. What are you, condoms? No, what is that?
Look at what I
lottery
got.
Tickets?
No, they're Valentine cards. You know, little Valentine cards. They came from a listener and my dear friend, Stephen from Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. He didn't send me any.
He said, well, they're Phineas and Ferb, because I have a thing, I like Phineas and Ferb, and I don't think you're a big Phineas and Ferb fan.
That's okay, Stephen. Don't send me a Valentine. Don't even. I mean, don't even worry about it. I will be fine.
But, finalized. It was just finalized last evening. Stephen from Wisconsin will be coming here to the Nutmeg State. When is it? March 1st. So March 1st for that weekend. He will be here throughout that weekend here in the fabulous Nutmeg State.
Maybe we should record while he's there and he can be on the show.
Actually, you know what? I have to pick him up at the Boston airport on Thursday night when we normally record. And I just now dawned on me that that is a Thursday night. So we won't be able to. So maybe we could move the recording to another night.
Hey,
or I could just like fly down there too and we could do it all.
You know what? You should. And you know what? In honor of, what's his name? Getting fired.
In honor of who getting fired?
William Shatner, you know, from Priceline. Where do you live? What's
Did
the closest
he get fired?
Airport? Yeah, what's the closest airport to you?
Well, the closest one is pretty expensive. It would be the Fayetteville Air XNA. XNA.
You don't trust me to spell Fayetteville.
X. Well, the actual abbreviation is XNA. International, the world renowned. I think we have 11 gates now. Yay!
All right. Let's see. It's gonna. It can't understand that. Let's see. See. It comes
March 1st is a little close to now, though. I don't know if I could.
Fayetteville. There it is. No, that's Fayetteville, Alaska. Oh,
no,
fuck.
It's Fayetteville. No, don't you know? Nobody knows the abbreviation for Arkansas. It's AR. Arkansas is AR.
No. I'm just saying it didn't even have the abbreviation. It just had, it was just Rick, Priceline Negotiator. I say I have to sing that every time he shows up. Priceline Negotiator, because he's on the screen, which you can't see. He's negotiating my flight. Yeah, in case you lived in Fayetteville, Alaska. It would be $500 for you to fly here. But let's see. Fayetteville. So what is your code again? Let's go
A-R- back.
A-R? X-N-A. X-N-A. All right. We'll just go there to see. So from X-N-A to B-O-S.
This is a new segment on the show. Listen to Daniel and Adam. Priceline.
Well, why don't you talk about something
tickets.
While I'm doing this? So you
well,
go ahead.
Okay. I think
something.
I will. So tell you what.
Pick
this was
something.
On the thing for last week, but... our lovely Jean and her lovely Jerome. They're always posting these sickeningly sweet things on Google Plus. Oh,
to be fair, you know, it's usually him.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I think the most recent one was, oh, I would never kick you out of bed. Oh, you kicked me out of bed. Oh, no, I would never. Anyway, but like a week and a half ago, because I was going to mention it last week, Jean said something on, she posted about cooking something. And she just made, and I should have looked up the actual post, but I'm horrible at preparing. So
is there a closer airport the next day?
I mean, it wouldn't be.
Or a bigger airport the next day?
Tulsa or sometimes actually the Branson, Missouri airport has cheaper fares.
Okay, excellent. Go ahead.
And it's a smaller airport. But anyway, so she posted something about cooking a chicken, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she's learning how to, and, well, let's be fair here. She's relearning how to cook.
And I don't know how to search for that on here and find it in any reasonable length of time. But basically, I made a comment. She said, oh, God, now I really need to have it. Mm-hmm. It's going to take me forever to find it.
Mm-hmm. $340 round trip.
From where?
From Tulsa.
Well, it's 2 hours away and then there's parking.
Oh, well, it's only $100 more to go from Fayetteville.
I don't know how to look. So, okay, this is going to be a really short story then because I don't know how to find it quickly. But I made a comment. I made a comment about...
What you do is you type in Gene Bond up in the thing. You click on Gene Bond stream. You scroll back down through Gene Bond stream. And what was
it?
But
it was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so you keep scrolling. Was it she was cooking? She was cooking chicken, right?
Yeah, she was cooking chicken. And she was trying out this new recipe because she's going through this cooking boot camp or something. I don't know, where she's relearning how to cook. Apparently, knitting wasn't enough. She wants to be really domestic and she wants to cook as well.
Right.
So she posted this comment and I can't remember. She said something about that Jerome was her guinea pig or something like that. And did you find it?
I'm very close to it.
Did you find it?
I'm very close to it.
You're better. So I'm trying to fill here. But anyway, so I made some comment. It doesn't look like you're close to it. It's still scrolling in your eyeglasses.
Relax. Keep going. I got it.
So I made some comment, but Jerome like stormed into her defense like immediately. And you'll read it whenever you find it. But basically he was like, you know, I expected him to like come over and like, you know, throw down the what did they do in the old medieval times where
the
guy would throw down the gauntlet and, you know, challenge me to a duel, you know, over his fair lady or whatever.
You, sir, have insulted the lady's honor.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was something along those lines. And then Jean piped in and she's like, now, Jerome, Adam's just being funny. He likes me. Don't get all in a huff, you know, or whatever. And I was just like, man, when people become like intertwined, they just become all defensive. And like, and I think they get something that I have termed defensive spouse syndrome.
Defensive spouse syndrome. Do you suffer from defensive spouse syndrome?
So I think
do we have music for that? Do we have sappy music that we can play for?
I don't know. You always have sappy music for every. I take it you did not find the post.
No, I didn't. But okay. I remember it.
So I think he has defensive spouse syndrome, and maybe, just maybe, you know, I was watching a news story tonight about how the drug Special K, or the young ones, the youngins, you know, would call it Special K. It's actually ketamine.
Ketamine is a tranquilizer.
Apparently,
pets.
They take it at clubs to enhance the feeling. But there is ketamine, actually, there are drugs that they are working with that are like ketamine that now can be used as antidepressants. And they say they are better than the normal ones because they touch more areas of the brain or more connections than normal antidepressants do. So if you want to go and party, as they say on the grinder, do you party? Then you and you know you're taking some Special K, you can just say it's your new antidepressant. But apparently Jerome needs some Special K to take
care
of his
defensive
spouse syndrome. And along those lines, there's a show that I've been watching that has a drug addict on it, and I totally miss this show when it's over now. And I don't know if you ever watched it, but I do the Netflixing thing when I can't find anything else to watch. And I like to find shows that have a lot of episodes because I really get involved and I want to watch a whole bunch of episodes if I like it. And I really like Brothers and Sisters. I had never watched that before.
I love Brothers and Sisters.
And I really like it. And I know it's over now.
I know. I was so sad when it ended. But yes, I love, I watched the entire thing.
But I'm only,
in real time.
But I'm only on season two, so I've got like 3,000 episodes left to go. But I'm loving it. I've been watching it like every night. In fact, when my Filipino was over last week, I made him watch a couple of episodes with me, and now he thinks the only
your thing, Filipino lover.
Yes, my well, I don't. Yes, I hate that word, but whatever. That's what people are gonna say. But when he was over, I made him watch Brothers and Sisters with me. So,
now let's get to the thing. This is too predictable. Do you suffer from defensive spouse syndrome? All of this just for that.
We're already past that. And what is that? That doesn't even sound like.
I know. I was trying to find some like, you know what? Here's the thing. See, I wanted to get to the point where I could do, let's see. Let's see what this is. Cocktails and Cream Puff suffers from defensive podcast syndrome. They don't care about their listeners. Cocktails and Cream Puffs brought down Mevio just to keep people from listening to other shows. Would you support someone who would take down all of Mevio? Don't listen to Cocktails and Cream Puffs.
Oh, Lord. So how about the rise of the Planet of the Apes?
Oh, shit. Yes. All right. So when my, you know, I don't know if you recall or not, but a long time ago, back in the old days, you had suggested that I watch this movie because I'd said, oh, I'd never seen it before. And you were like, oh, it was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it. I really liked it.
I was one of the people that liked the original remake of Planet of the Apes, which a lot of people didn't care for. But I liked it. And so when my nephew, you know, was here, when he helped us move and everything. So we were, you know, here after moving and we were just too sore and tired to move off of the couch. And so it was on pay-per-view here. So I chose, you know, so he hadn't seen it. So we watched it. So I watched, this is a long way to go for me to say that I finally watched The Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Now, aside from the fact that it has three the's in it, which is, you know, a bit redundant, the because I think you should stamp out and abolish redundancy. But the point of it is that it dawned on me that this movie suffers from that syndrome of that a lot of movies suffer from, which is had it just been for one little thing, the entire movie would be completely different, right? So it's just that one little thing that's so fucking obvious that they just can't, you know, do because there would be no movie without it. And in this case, you're dealing with a super intelligent chimp. All right. The chimp is super fucking intelligent. He understands English. He, you know, he can sign like a motherfucker. He has like human emotions and everything. Why don't you explain to the super intelligent chimp what's going on instead of just sending him off to the zoo and then saying, oh, we're going to leave now. We'll be back for and pissing him off. It's like, really, why didn't you just explain to the chimp, you know what, that you're a monkey, you know, you're a different species than us. I know you're super intelligent, but unfortunately we have these human laws that are going to get in the way and they're going to put you in this little house for a minute until we can get this sorted out. But I swear we'll be right back. And I know because you're a super intelligent chimp that you will understand this. And then the chimp would be like, okay, now I understand. Because the chimp just thought that the dudes just dumped him, right? They're just like, what the fuck? You just like dumped me in this cage. And that's what made him evil.
They tried to explain it.
He did not. He tried to explain it like he would try to explain to a two-year-old. And he's dealing with a super fucking intelligent chimp that he knows is super fucking intelligent. That's all I'm trying to say is that the entire movie could have better communication.
I don't think that the chimp was that intelligent.
Oh, I beg to disagree, sir.
I mean, he could sign, but a lot of chimps can sign.
No. This was beyond signing. The chimp clearly had taken the medicine. And the other thing that bothered me about the film is, why did the chimps only have to have one dose of this drug to be super intelligent and cured, but humans had to have like repeated doses of it all the time in order to cure their Alzheimer's?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. But I liked, you know what? I was really, though, you felt for the, even though it was like this computer-generated thing, like you got emotional about this chimp. Like, you know, I wanted to, I don't know. I lost my train of thought because I looked over and you deleted something as we were speaking. And now I can't even think about what I was saying. Oh, and it's moving again. But I got kind of teary a little bit. Like, not tear, but oh, I mean, you know.
I like the movie. You know, I'm just saying that movie had an obvious flaw.
And, you know, he's wearing his cute little overalls or whatever, and they're at the park, and people are making fun of him and looking at him, and he gets all sad because he's different. You know, how all of us gay people feel when we go to the park with our parents.
There you go.
Oh, look at the nice straight people over there.
Look at that. They're wearing matching outfits.
Get back in the car, son. It'll be okay.
Right. But don't let them drive. Home. Don't let them drive because they'll get pulled over and then they'll get a ticket.
Oh, God. So
now that was a classic segue. Yeah, that was a perfect segue.
So I live in Arkansas. I don't know if I
was
mentioned that.
No, I didn't know that.
And when I lived in Dallas, Maddie and I used to have a lot of problems with the police.
Hold on. Did we say hi to the audience? Like when we first started the show, did we actually like say hi to everyone and what? Because I'm thinking back now and I kind of stopped in the middle of the thing. So have we now recorded for like 18 minutes without even saying hi to the people out there? Hi, people out there. Hi.
In case we forgot. Wait, how do we normally say hi? Do you mean when you say good morning, good afternoon, good evening?
No, you know, like when I say, you know, welcome, Adam, and you know, we're here, Adam, and usually we say hi, and when, but you were in the middle of taking a shot, and then you coughed, and I'm just concerned now.
I'm concerned now
that there's people
hi,
out
Daniel.
There. We might get protesters and stuff, because I'm concerned that people might have listened this far.
Well, wait a minute.
And been like, well,
I think what we should do right now at this point is you should say, I'm joined here, just say that part. You don't have to, we don't need any music or anything unless you want to, just say that one little part right there.
And I'm joined from the non-itchy state of Arkansas by the always fun to be around, Mr. Adam Burns.
Well, hello, Daniel.
Hi, Adam.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful. All right, go on with your story.
You know, I live in the state of Arkansas.
I was unaware of this.
You know, I used to think that, you know, cops were not the same in Arkansas. Like, they didn't have this power trip and pull people over all the time and all this kind of stuff, you know. And I'm driving, and you know, I drive like a grandma. Mm-hmm. I do not speed. I go under the speed limit, if anything. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I'm ever possibly guilty of is maybe my tags will expire and I'll forget about it or little things like that, you know. But I am not a seatbelt wearer. I do not wear, and I do not care. I do not think that they should legislate stupidity. Oh, if I want to be fucking stupid.
Whatever. You know what? Why don't you just go buy the bigger size seatbelt because you're too fat to wear the seatbelt, which is why you don't wear it. So just go get the little extension.
I do not want to wear a seatbelt. It's just my thing. I'm sorry. I don't want to wear a seatbelt. So I went home for lunch and I ate lunch and I was on my way back to work. I think I had watched an episode of Brothers and Sisters. I don't know. But anyway, so I'm on my way back driving along, you know, following most of the laws of the land.
Except for the seatbelt one.
98% of the laws I'm following. I'm doing pretty good, you know. I don't have any pot in the car. I'm not drinking and driving. I'm not speeding. I don't have a hooker blowing me for money, you know, or anything like that. So I'm just, you know, listening to my headphones, whatever, listening to a podcast. And all of a sudden, this black car behind me, these lights start flashing. And
yes.
I get pulled over. And at first, I didn't even know what I got pulled over because I'm like, what? I'm looking around. I'm like, I wasn't speeding. And then I look down and I'm like, oh, my seatbelt's not on. So I pull in and, you know, the guy comes up to my window and he's like, you know, like they always do. And I hate this. Why don't they just say,
what you got?
Do you have any idea?
Yeah. You have any idea why I pulled you over?
That's exactly what he said. Exactly. So, sir, you know, and they always say, how are you doing today, sir? You know, nice day out there. So, do you have any idea why, you know, and I was so I had my license and my insurance.
You never think of it at the time, but you should always just like look back to them and go, could you owe me $5? And you wanted to pay me back?
I mean, I didn't even want to speak to him. So I had my license and insurance in my hand and I just stuck it out the window. As soon as he came up, I just stuck it out the window, like in his face practically. And, you know, well, do you know
in
why
your face,
I
copper.
You over today, sir? And I'm like, well, and, you know, I knew it was a seatbelt, but I didn't want to say that. So I'm like, well, I'm not really sure. I wasn't speeding or anything. You know, I'm like, I don't know. And he says, well, sir, we are under, we there is an initiative currently that we are, you know, out for safety, and we are pulling people over for not wearing their seatbelt, and you do not seem to have your seatbelt on, and, you know, that's dangerous, and you shouldn't be, yada, 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 yada. Anyway, I'm like, oh, you know, and of course I lied because I'm a big old liar, and I'm like, oh, you know, I usually wear it, but I was running late back to the office for work, and I didn't remember to put it on. I'm so sorry, whatever. But I mean, it wasn't very convincing because I don't like police officers, so I'm sure I had a bad look on my face or something. But anyway, so then he's like, well, I'm going to have to write you a ticket, you know, whatever, whatever. And, you know, what do you say in that? It's like they want you to say, well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, thank you so much, officer.
No. Let me do it, officer. Here, let me write it for myself. I have been a bad man.
So then, you know, he goes back to his car. Well, then one of his cop buddies in another cop car pulls up beside him, as they are wont to do. I mean, the only thing that would have made it better is had he had a box of Krispy Kremes
right.
and handed it across the window.
Right. Do you think they say it to each other? Because, you know, they're always like pulling up next to each other and stuff, you know, because whenever you see a cop, there's always another one right around, right? Because they always like park next to each other.
Yeah,
and,
they do.
In case somebody shoots them or whatever. But do you think they do that when they first pull up next to each other? They go, have any idea why I just pulled up next to you?
Well, so then they proceed to chat. I'm not joking. It seemed like 10 or 15 minutes. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't that long. I'm sitting there. I turn the podcast back on. I'm like text messaging people, you know, and I really needed to get back to work. And I'm like, seriously. And, you know, and so he finally comes back and gives me the ticket. And he's like, well, you don't have to worry about it, sir. You know, it's only a $25 ticket and it won't affect your insurance. And I wanted to say, fine. Why did you even bother to pull me over if it's not a big deal?
Because they needed the money.
Chatted for, yeah, I wanted to say, so you know, y'all aren't quite hitting your budget numbers this month.
Yes.
And you want to make sure that you're going to get paid.
Excellent.
And then a cop, you know, as cops will always do, they're like, you know, well, have a nice day, sir. You know, drive safe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and most of the time you always say thank you or whatever because it's just respectful to do. And I didn't say anything at all.
Fuck off!
I just rolled up my window and left.
Fuck off!
And so now I've got to pay a stupid $25. It's fine. I mean, $25, that's like I
fuck off!
Spend that much on food every day. But still.
Well, that's probably why you're so damn fat is because you spend $25 on food every day.
I can't stand cops. Don't ever message me on Grindr asking for sex if you are a cop. I will not.
Okay.
Unhand me, sir.
Cocktails and cream puffs. Anyway, so here's the thing. I was helping out a fellow podcaster who had been bitten by this Mevio thing. And as I was helping them out, I was bitching and moaning about the apartment that we live in. And they mentioned to me, they're like, you have not really talked about, you know, where you live in Connecticut, you know, where you had to move into. You haven't really talked about it on the show. So I just wanted to briefly bring this up because I know it's confused a couple of people here. Is when we moved up here, we, you know, found a place. We had a very short period of time in order to find a place to live. And I know that I had talked to you on this show about that. And you're like, oh, it's easy. You just go to the website and everything. And I know you've never gone back and followed up on that show where I told you, it's like, here's the thing. You go tell me where I'm supposed to live.
I thought about it.
Right. But the point is that it's very difficult to do this from remote because Connecticut is a very old state. And in these very old states, they have a lot of towns, like every 2 or 3 miles. Basically, what used to be a really long distance by walking or by horse was a different town. But now that we have modern automobiles and everything, there's just, we live.
Are you saying that the apartments there have outhouses still?
No. What I'm trying to tell you is when you are in South Carolina and you don't live in Connecticut and you're trying to find a place to live, you can't just search for Hartford. Hartford, Connecticut is less than 10 minutes away from my house, okay? But between me and Hartford, Connecticut, there are 6 different towns. So that's what I'm trying to say.
So what is your address?
Why do you want to know my... I live in Rocky Hill, Connecticut.
I'm just kidding.
But the point is that... So here's the so we ended up getting this place and it was kind of a compromise. It was really close to the office, and on top of that, it was also the cheapest place that we found, and that was important because we still have to pay for the apartment in South Carolina. So we're playing right now for 2 different apartments, so we can't be, you know, ultra extravagant with our apartment. So we're in a very small apartment by our standards, and it is an older building, which is really pretty. I mean, it's got brick. You know, it's a brick building and the inside of the apartment's got brick on it and it's very, very pretty, but it's Everything here annoys the fuck out of me. Everything. It's like the hallways stink because people here cook really pungent food. And because
dot
there's
not
a
feather.
Yes, dot not feather population here, which I love the dot not feathers, don't get me wrong, but that curry smell just lingers in the hallways.
You know what? I bet that's because of you have a lot of insurance companies.
That's
there.
Probably what it is. Hello, can I help you with the insurance now? So that was completely racist of me, and I apologize. But the point is, it stinks in the hallways here. That annoys me. There's no hot water. So when I wake up in the morning, there is no hot water because the hot water is building wide. It's shared. So on the one side, yeah, we don't pay for, you know, the hot water. But on the other side, when I take a shower in the morning, there's no fucking hot water. It's like any other time of the day, I can scald myself and get 6-degree burns by sticking my hand in the hot water. But in the morning, there's no fucking hot water. And that annoys me. And just stupid little things like that. Like they haven't fixed anything that we reported on the walkthrough. The plumbing is weird. You can't get them rich anyway, so we hate it. And so the point all of this is going to is that Robert just had a fairly decent interview for a job today. So if he gets this job, then it's like, fuck it. I don't care what money we lose. We're getting the fuck out of this apartment. They can just take it. Just keep our deposit. I don't care. We're leaving. That's all I'm trying to say. So is that supposed to be the technology?
No, I was just you're gonna get out of that apartment. Yay! Move on to the next level of your life. You play all kinds of shit all the time. I don't have to have a reason. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, jack it, mac it, black it, scack it, back it.
So yeah, there we go.
Oh.
What?
So we were, so both of us had the same thought, and I actually put it in here, so we can both talk about it. But so the whole Mevio thing, and I don't even know what's going on because I don't host over there, and I don't even know if they host or if they, I don't really know what they do.
Here's
but
the
Mevio
thing.
Mevio distributes podcasts.
Right, they do, and there's a lot of podcasts that are very popular that use Mevio as a host. So Vera Speaks for Real, Toppy Smelly, let's see, I think Pod Cubs uses it. I know that Brenda Boo uses it. There's several people there, and they basically just shut them down. And we don't know why. Hasn't really been an official statement as of today, February 2nd. There really hasn't been. There's lots of speculation as to what's going on, but there hasn't been. So a lot of these Mevio folks are now trying to set up their, move things to their own website and set things up on their own. And anyway.
So let me just read this little thingy here. Some podcasters who have had their podcasting account shut down, deactivated, etc. at Mevio. Rumor is that they want all of their podcasters to sign some form of a producer contract so that they can run more advertising on their shows. Here is some serious advice from a guy that has been involved in podcasting since the very beginning, and advice
I've been involved in podcasting since the very beginning, back in 1975.
He says, have your own .com as your primary point of presence for your show. Like, for instance, dubiousintent.com.
Yes.
Always control your RSS feed. Never let a third party manage or control it. Dubious Intent uses Feedburner.
To be fair.
No, so, I'm not saying that we know we have the magic solution.
A lot of them do.
So basically what you would do is have an RSS, it's an XML file actually, that is stored on your hosting account. So in a folder somewhere on your hosting account. But we think that you should also use Feedburner and give Feedburner that URL and only Feedburner. And the Feedburner URL should be the one that you actually distribute, like to iTunes and your listeners and all of that. That way, should you ever change your hosting account and the URL, the main URL to your RSS feed change, you can just repoint Feedburner.
Correct.
It's like a Google Voice number. It just goes with you forever.
Yes. And that's why I kind of disagree with the first one, where they're like saying, well, you should always control your domain. Well, you know what? If you're just going to do a little show and you don't really want to spend the money to get your own, and you're not web savvy and you don't want to create your own website and stuff like that, you know what? Using Blogspot is perfectly okay. Like Satosphere uses Blogspot. I think Vera Speaks used Blogspot. For the longest time, Aaron's used Blogspot. And you know what? That's fine. Let's talk about this from a standpoint. I know you're reading Todd Cochran's letter, but I kind of disagreed with him on everything except for that one particular thing, which is, yes, you should always control your own feed. Your feed should always be controlled by yourself.
So question would be then, those that already use Blogspot, then what is the problem? Because Mevio, so Mevio was still the main feed? Is that what I'm getting?
No, yeah. They were using their Mevio feed to submit to iTunes.
Oh, okay.
See, now if you're going to use Blogger or whatever and post your own media enclosures where you're just basically going to post the location of your files and then use that to make your XML, then that's perfectly fine too, because you can not all your files have to be in the same place. So it can be on something that you control. It could be on Libsyn. It could be on Mevio. It could be on a mixture of those three. But the real problem is that when you go to somebody like Libsyn or Mevio or like PodPress or any of these places where they say, here's your feed that you should submit to iTunes, don't do that. Because what that is their feed that you're submitting to iTunes. And then as you build an audience, you won't ever be able to change anything on that feed because it's hard-coded inside their system. So what you want is a layer on top of that that says, this is really my feed that I control. And yeah, I'm pulling stuff from your feed that you're giving me, but then I can add my own stuff on top of that. And if I decide that I don't like you, I can move to another service without ever having to resubmit to iTunes, without ever having to tell the world a different feed, because it's my feed address that I control. So it's kind of like the rough analogy of your email address, right? If you have, if you had a Pride48 email address, right? Adam@Pride48 or whatever, and then Pride48 yes. went away, well, you don't control that. But if you had already distributed that out to everyone, like, hey, I'm Adam@Pride48.com or whatever, and then Pride48, for whatever reason, you know, I steal all the money and skip the country or whatever and shut everything down, then what do you do? Because that wasn't your own email address, you didn't control it, then you're kind of screwed there. And that's the same thing with your feed. You don't want to let somebody else control your feed. You want to have some layer of control to that. So in your case, it's like, yeah, okay, you have the Adam@Pride48 email address, but it comes into your Gmail account or something that you control. But see what I'm trying to say?
It does. Or if you own your own domain and you create an email address that's something at mydomain.com,
right,
and then you point all of your other email addresses to that, as long as you keep paying for that domain, you'll never lose that. For my own, because I've never used Blogspot, but you can't store files on Blogspot, can you?
No, but you don't.
So for those people that use Blogspot,
yes.
I'm assuming they were storing their actual files with Mevio. Is that not correct?
Not all of them. All right, so here I'll give you an example. Satosphere uses Libsyn as his host, but uses Blogspot as his website.
So why was he asking us what he should do? Because the Mevio feed was his main feed.
No, Satosphere was never on Mevio. Satosphere is asking for his own reasons.
Oh.
He's not one of the people that was swept up inside the Mevio thing.
Oh.
But
well, the main lesson to learn is use FeedBurner.
Yes. Use FeedBurner or something else that...
But you can store your files in a variety of locations... but I like to host my own web. I like to have a web hosting company. I have, it's just like a computer sitting somewhere in the cloud and I can store my files there. And you don't even have to have a website necessarily.
Right. No, you don't.
I mean,
you could still use Blogger, and then just point to where you're storing your files. So, to give you an example, it's like, I know the place that you use is what
Hostmonster.com.
So hostmonster.com. I was helping Vera get his feed back up and get him on his own hosting account. I had him go with GoDaddy, but only because he already had his domain registered through GoDaddy, and it was just an easier...
It's
just easier to do that way than to teach him a brand new hosting site, plus then go back to GoDaddy and forward the domain and stuff. So it was just easier to, as a general rule, and I know that not everyone agrees with this because people get weird about their hosting stuff and everything, but as a general rule, it's easier when whoever's doing your hosting also handles your domain stuff. It's just easier that way.
Well, I have a couple of .tvs and my host doesn't handle .tv.
Right.
So
For the longest time I was using like a little cheapy third party domain register and I didn't think it would ever bite me in the butt until one day when they went down and I couldn't get to any of my hosting accounts.
The domain registrar recommended by Leo Laporte.
Really?
Hover.com.
Oh, that's right. They changed their name to
For my .tv domains because HostMonster does not sell .tv domains.
Right. All right. So just real quickly, I just want to, you know, forget what the guy says. This is what you need to know. If you want to host your own website, I mean, your own podcast, and where you're not going to be at anyone else's, beck and call, whatever, this is the way to do it. So these would be the steps. And I'm just going to say this now for someone who doesn't have a podcast. So someone who wants to start a new podcast, this is what I suggested to Big Silly Homo, which is Donna Sugars, and she has her set up just fine. So what I had her do was to use Postgres for her storage. So Postgres will let you store as much audio as you can throw at them, and it's free. So you're going to store your stuff on Postgres. So you're going to sign up for a free Postgres account and store your audio there. And they're going to give you an XML feed, right? They're going to give you a podcast-like feed, but you're not going to use it. You're going to set up a FeedBurner account and then put the Postgres into the FeedBurner account. Use FeedBurner to add on your extra layer of iTunes information, like your artwork and your show description and stuff like that, and submit that FeedBurner feed to iTunes. And that's how you handle your publishing side of it. For your web presence side of it, she's just using the same blog that she's always used, which is the Blogspot, which is BigSillyHomo.blogspot.com, but she went ahead and took the extra step and bought the domain BigSillyHomo.com, which she just redirected to BigSillyHomo.blogspot.com. And there you go. So she's not paying for anything other than her domain registration, which is what, $7 or $8 a year. And there she does.
I don't know if anybody else does this, but there is another way to do your metadata and your art. And I don't know if it's easier per se. I don't know how to do it on FeedBurner, actually. But when you create your MP3 file, Audacity or whatever, if you go ahead and import that into iTunes, and then you go in and right-click on that file and click on Get Info,
yes,
it brings up a window with all the different lyrics and artwork and all of that. If you go in there and update all that information, it updates it in the actual file itself.
Right. And I was talking about the feed.
Oh, that's right. You were talking
artwork.
About the feed. That's right.
So, and you know what? But that is a valid point. If you putting metadata on your MP3 files is very important. And if you don't want to use iTunes to do that, like I don't want iTunes on my main machine because it's a piece of crap and I don't want it anywhere on my main machine because it has background processes that run that I don't want. I use a little free program called MP3 Tag that does the same thing. I drag a file name on top of it, and it lets me, put in the metadata right on that file. And that's the things where you'd actually put in the episode title and the artwork for that particular episode or show notes for that episode, not for the main feed. And to be honest with you, most feed burners will replace the file name information with the post name that you put on the blog. That's just part of the things that they do. Mm. So anyway, there you go. So those are the three steps. Postgres, feed burner, and think. Now, if you already have something, if you already have a storage place and yada, 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 then treat that accordingly.
Email us at contact@dubiousintent.com.
No, email us at adamburns.uk @gmail.com, and he'll be glad to help you.
So I wanted to mention this, and it's not anything new for a lot of people, but I knew that I was sitting at my parents' house the other night, and I realized I was just Googling around, and there's this show that I used to watch, and I had been talking to a friend of mine that's from England. I know this is a long way around to get to this, but people, I promise you, I'll get there. So we were talking about this show host who I wasn't sure if he was still doing a show, and his name is Graham Norton, and he is a British celebrity, like a comedian who does like a talk show type thing, but it's much more risque than anything you would get in America, and he talks about dildos and all kinds of things, and he's gay. He's openly gay. But anyway, and I loved it. When I lived over there, I used to watch it all the time. And then it used to come on BBC America. But I lost touch with him, and I didn't know if it still came on. So I was just Googling around and trying to find him, whatever, and I was over at my parents' house, and I found out that it still comes on, and there are new episodes coming on, and there was one coming on this last week with Patrick Stewart on it. Well, I love Graham Norton, and I love Patrick Stewart. So
well, there
he's
you go.
The host. He's the captain from The Next Generation. But anyway,
yes.
So I was like, oh, fuck, I want to record that. But, it
Engage.
Was coming on. It was coming on that night while I was at my parents. It was coming on like an hour from when it was. And I didn't have time to run home and like set the DVR. So I was like, I wonder if my DVR will let me set it from online. And I have
online.
AT&T.
Online.
Because I knew that TiVo used to do that.
Yes.
So I thought, it's 2012. Surely the cable companies have gotten with the times. So I had to search. I mean, I literally had to do like intensive research for like 15, 20 minutes. And I finally found a website. It's through Yahoo because apparently UVerse and Yahoo have like a deal or whatever. But where you can go and you sign in with your AT&T UVerse account.
I'm doing this right now.
And it brings up your guide, or it may have it may bring you to a Yahoo page, and then there's a widget over on the right.
So where am
side.
I going to? I'm going to att.net first.
I don't know I told you I would send you the URL at some point. Okay. It's a long URL, but anyway, so you go to this URL, and if anybody else is interested, I can send it to you as well, or put it in the show notes or something. But anyway, so you go there, and once you log in with your AT&T email address and your password, it will bring up your local TV guide in the webpage, in the browser, and it brings up the channels that you have access to, like that you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can record them. You literally just in the guide, you click on it. And it brings up a little window and says, do you want to record this? And you tell it, just the same things as you would on your DVR, like this episode, the whole series. You can pick only new episodes, anything you could do on your DVR. My UVerse DVR sucks, and it's really slow. And like I hit buttons, and it takes forever for it to respond. I would, even if I was sitting at home with my remote right next to me, I would probably just log into this webpage. So literally, I clicked record Graham Norton, and boom, it recorded. So I wasn't amazed because I thought surely now they would have something like that. But I may keep my cable service just because of that, because I found it. That's it.
No, I'm trying to sign into this thing.
I mean, it's, like I said, other DVRs have done this already. TiVo already did it. There are other things, too. If you're a UVerse member, there is a UVerse website. Where if you are a subscriber, if you're a AT&T UVerse customer, you can also watch certain TV shows just like you do on Hulu that they give you access to because you're a UVerse customer.
Yeah, and there's also, I think HBO Go works with UVerse if you subscribe to HBO and you use.
So anyway, that's it. So if anyone else has UVerse out there and you haven't, I can't give the URL because I think it was kind of a long, nasty URL. But basically, if you email us or me, I can give you the information. But it was cool. So that's it.
Technologic. 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 Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it.
Okay. The news.
So this was sent in by a listener last week.
A listener?
A Los Angeles woman was arrested after she offered sexual favors in exchange for chicken McNuggets, Burbank police said.
Hey, wait, isn't this old?
Yeah, but I promised that I would read. I mean, people want to send in news stories, and it's funny, so I said I'd read it. Anyway, Khadija Basir of Los Angeles reportedly opened customers' car doors in the drive-thru of McDonald's on the 1700 block of Olive Avenue about 11 p.m. Wednesday, asking for free chicken McNuggets in exchange for sexual favors, Officer Joshua Kendricks said. A man told police Basir approached him, but he refused the offer.
Other news now, Burbank police have arrested a woman accused of offering sex in exchange for chicken McNuggets. Officers say the woman was seen opening customers' doors at this McDonald's on Olive Avenue last Wednesday night. One of those customers reportedly told police that the woman offered him sex for his chicken McNuggets. He declined. So far, there's been no comment from McDonald's.
Oh, I was hoping that they would have like an interview.
$2 delivery fee and you have to give a tip. You have to give a tip.
What?
You can't just arbitrarily. You have to give a tip, Megan. It took 42 minutes.
Yes,
that was like news anchors like fighting with each other.
That was
Megan.
Like the, that was like the exact news story that I read, but somehow a blonde with big breasts sounded better than me. I don't know. I don't even know. I don't know if she was a blonde with big breasts, but
she was. You could tell that just by listening.
Yes, I could. You know, Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Sex can be dangerous.
Wait. I haven't done the thing with with the whoozy what's it thing. With the
phenomena.
Ooh, wait, wrong. Well, okay, one of them's Muppets and one of them's Murloc. Okay.
You know, Daniel.
Yes, Adam.
Sex can be dangerous.
Sex can be dangerous.
Even
especially if you don't stop using sex as a weapon.
Even deadly if your partner has plans to eat you. You know, some of my partners plan to eat me, but it's not dangerous.
I don't think it's the same thing.
So when the male orb web spider has its first and sometimes last sexual encounter, it has a trick up its sleeve. Detachable genitalia, which keep pumping even after their owners moved on.
Oh.
So the orb web spider.
Why would you do this? Why would you do this to me? Why would you read this story to me? I do not understand.
The orb web spider, Nepholinges malabarensis, is sexually cannibalistic, and the male has detachable genitals.
You know, sometimes detachable genitals might not be that bad. But all I got to say, wait, I think I have a clip for this. Cocktails and cream puffs wants to kill you after sex and eat you. Wait, what do they want to do?
Cream puffs has detachable genitals.
Okay. Cocktails and cream puffs has detachable genitals. You trust your podcast listening something who's to the thing with the place with the eye? I suck at this. I really,
you know what? They keep pumping and pumping even after they've detached. So these spiders have at most two chances to mate. They have a pair of sperm transferring organs, actually called their palps, but analogous to a penis, which detach from. Why do I always want to say analogous when I see
because,
that word?
Because, you know, that's how the it's French.
I had to really think about it. But anyway, right. But analogous to a penis, which detach from their bodies when they disengage from mating, either when the female pushes them away and possibly eats them.
I'm done. Get off.
Can I have a side of fries with that? Eats them, or they successfully run away to risk death another day.
They run away.
Anyway, it's a very long story that goes into the science of sperm transfer in spiders, but I don't think that our listeners want to know.
A lot of odd propositions, but this one pretty much tops them all. A Los Angeles woman is in jail tonight after offering sex in exchange for chicken McNuggets.
I'm just going to play every
YouTube video.
I thought you found a YouTube video with a news story about a detachable penis. I didn't know. So that's it. I'm not going to read all the statistics, but apparently the spider has a detachable penis.
The spider has a detachable penis. Now, this sounds like something that they would say on the Art Bell show. The spider has a... Oops. Wait, what is this?
It's Tuesday. We're going to sing about the news. We're going to talk about things. We're going to do it while I sing it. It's completely improvised and it won't even rhyme.
Los Angeles woman offered sexual favors.
I don't know. What are we listening to? I can't hear anything.
In exchange for chicken McNuggets.
Anyway, that is the... that, ladies and gentlemen... You know, because really, the most important news stories of the week were sex for Chicken McNuggets and a spider with a detachable penis. That is the kind of coverage you get here on Dubious Intent.
Right, because we care about you.
All right. So ironically,
yes,
I better not say that. Okay. So this is a female.
A female.
Yes.
Okay.
And I assume you'll get this one.
At last.
Sounds like someone who might be famous.
They're at least worth $2.50.
They're at least worth $2.50. I would say that is Etta James.
So her birthday was actually on the 26th, which is when we recorded, but I had stopped like the day before looking at my list. It would have been much funnier had I called out her birthday and we had calls on the same show. But that didn't happen.
Right.
So Etta James, who we heard last week from the Celebrity Death Phone, did die. Did have a birthday on the 26th, and I'm
now,
sorry,
you know,
the 25th.
No, you didn't have to. You didn't have to play that clip of her singing. You could have played this news story about
right
her.
Right down the street, or less than a mile from our very studio here in Burbank, police arrested a woman who got in line at the McDonald's, at the McDonald's drive-thru, and offered sex in exchange for chicken McNuggets.
See. See?
Oh, God. That was everywhere. So Etta James, who died, I don't know when she died
right.
for sure, but I don't know
well,
if she...
Well, we got celebrity death calls on that one.
I mean, I wonder if she died on her birthday. But anyway, she would have been 74.
Aw.
So the next one... Okay, I have to say, first
Everyone's
of all...
Everyone's just trying to make me feel bad about the $2.50.
Okay, first of all, this is a guy mm-hmm. who I think... was, I don't know if he is now, but he was incredibly hot. And this is classical music, but I will tell you, he is a dancer.
Is it Ricardo Montalban?
No, but he is a dancer, so.
Oh, he's the dude that dances the dude thing. This is the sugar plum fairy thing. Right?
Yes.
Nutcracker sweet.
It is. And this is the guy who was famous for always cracking his nuts.
Who is the male ballerina that was famous for dancing Nutcracker sweet? Who? Perkrosky?
No.
No.
But he is Russian.
But he is Russian. Was he the guy that was in that movie with Gregory Hines?
He might have been, because it said he became an actor.
Yes. What was that? That dude. That dude. Baryshnikov or something.
That's
like that.
That's correct. Mikhail Baryshnikov.
There you go.
Turned 64.
Wow.
And I wonder if he still looks as good as he did back then, because I used to love watching that, and he always looked like he had the biggest dick inside those tights. I mean, I'm sure it was just the cup that they have to wear. You know, I should get a cup like that because it would make me look like I had a huge penis everywhere that I went.
Mm-hmm.
I should get, what are they called?
They're called cups, I believe.
Okay. So anyway, happy birthday, Mikhail, or however you say it, Baryshnikov. Okay.
Gregory Hines, co-host.
This next one is the main character on this show, and another character from this show had a birthday, I believe, last week or the week before.
It's the Donna Reed show or something like that?
It is?
Okay, Donna Reed. And so this is the who?
The main character.
Oh, so Donna Reed.
That's correct. And I don't know if she's... I could have looked, but again, I don't look. I don't know if Miss Donna Reed is still alive, but she... her. if she's alive, she's 91. If she's dead, she would have been 91. So.
Hello? Yes? No. I don't know.
So
they wanted to sell me some insurance.
So happy birthday, Donna. I loved that show. I did. Yes, she always said,
move the show forward.
Jeff, Mary, clean your rooms.
Anyway. Jeff, Mary, stop masturbating and clean your room right now.
All right. So the next one is, this is not going to help you because I think most of the characters on the show were male. But I will tell you, he is still alive and he is a male. Mm-hmm. And this is not, this is the, I think, original song, not the one they actually used on the show as the theme.
Alan Alda.
Okay, the show is MASH.
Yes, that's why I said Alan
Did
Alda.
You know that the name of this song, do you know the name of the song?
Suicide is Painless.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, suicide might not always be painless. I think that's incorrect. I mean, if you were to slit your wrist.
Yes.
I think it might hurt until you died. I mean, I'm
probably
just saying.
Probably.
Anyway, Alan Alda, it is his birthday, or it was, and he turned 76.
Now, here's another fun fact. You could have said, you could have played the theme to Brothers and Sisters for this, but you're not to that season yet. Ha ha ha! But Alan Alda will be on that show in the future.
Well, you know what? I think he might go on a date. I think he's the one. No, that's Chevy Chase.
Yes.
Sorry. Okay. Well, thanks for spoiling it for me. Now I won't be able to watch Brothers and Sisters. But anyway, happy birthday, Alan Alda. Okay. Oh my gosh, the next one. I used to love this show. I really did. And I'm sure that you'll get it right away. So here we go. Or maybe not.
This is the theme to Laugh-In, Martin and Rowan's Laugh-In. Right?
It is not.
So this would be Goldie Hawn.
No.
Would be who it was. All right. So, no, this is obviously this is the theme to Magnum P.I.
It
so
is.
It is John Houseman's birthday.
No. Gosh.
All right. It's Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck. And you know what? Tom Selleck actually looks a lot like my father.
Well, so your father is Tom Selleck.
My father looked a lot like Tom Selleck. He looked like a mixture between Tom Selleck and Burt Reynolds.
All right. Well, if you're if Tom Selleck dies this year, we will we'll double the amount because he looks like your dad.
So, Tom Selleck, who is on a new show, but it doesn't get very good reviews, so I didn't think anybody would know the theme song to that. But he's on Blue Bloods. He turned 67.
67.
Yes. Okay, here is the last one, and now, I have to say, this first song, I'm not sure that this is him singing, but I have two songs, so, and you may get it right away, but I will say this is the one of this group that's still famous, so that might help you.
Right. So it's NSYNC, maybe?
Yeah.
All right. So the one that is still famous. Well, it depends on what you mean by famous, right? So Lance Bass or Joey Fatone would be the two that I...
No.
No?
Nope. Let me play another song and maybe this will help you. Or maybe not.
Is this Wordy Rapping Hood? Don't be so quick to walk away. No idea. Oh, Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So there you go. You know what? I never even... That is so weird. I was like going like, it's Joey and Lance and some other guys. And didn't they have some blonde dude there? And I was like, I completely had forgotten that Justin Timberlake was a member of NSYNC.
They had some Puerto Rican looking guy, but I don't know. Anyway.
Right. Well, one of them, the Danny guy, or one of them, or Joey McIntyre, or something like that, he like went Christian. And yeah, so.
So I think Justin is incredibly hot, and I would do him at any moment.
And how young is he?
Justin Timberlake is 31.
Wow.
So I could date him, and he would still be in my quota for having to be younger than me.
Right.
I also like his song, Sexy Back.
Okay. But next. Anyway. You know what? We're going really long here. Next.
No, we're not. We're only in an hour and 3 minutes.
People are like, but you told me we had like 17 phone calls.
Oh, that's true. Anyway, so that's it. That's all the birthdays.
Oh, now you're just saying that because I was like saying that.
No, that is all the birthdays. That was the last one.
You are lying.
I'm serious.
You are lying.
I'm so serious.
I, you know what? I knew you weren't going to pick this one up, so I looked this one up myself. Today's, let me find a clip here so that I can play it, and then you can, you know, guess who it is. So
I have a list of celebrity birthdays.
Well, clearly, if it didn't make your list, then you're not going to just say, let's see.
Now, I might have stopped before today. I try to stop at 6 or 7. And if I don't have a good theme song for the person.
No, I've got a great theme song for this person. So let's see. Here it is right here. You ready?
Yes.
All right.
Other news now. Burbank police have arrested a woman accused of offering sex in exchange for chicken McNuggets.
Oh,
officers say the woman was seen opening customers' doors at this McDonald's on Olive Avenue last Wednesday night. One of those.
You know, I love YouTube comments because the comment on this one is, wow, that guy must really like his McNuggets. It's like, did he completely miss the fucking thing that it was a woman?
I am. Before you play the birthday song to close us out, I am going to mention a few notables that didn't make the contest. Alicia Keys had a birthday. Robert Burns, the poet, would have been 253. Now, the reason I mention him is because I am related to him.
Okay.
So there you go, Robert Burns. Anita Baker, Ellen DeGeneres, Eddie Van Halen, Paul Newman.
You're going to blow this for next year.
No, I may not have. I mean, you won't remember. What are you going to do? Go back to this day and like look at the ones that I...
I may.
Let's see. Who else? Oh, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Oh, you could have played
had
that.
A birthday. I could have. Elijah Wood, Nick Carter, Joey Fatone.
Joey Fatone?
I just didn't think he was important enough, and I didn't think you'd know him, his name.
Well, how do you... How do you not know Joey Fatone?
Adam Lambert, who's apparently a gay American idol.
Oh, love Adam Lambert.
Greg Louganis, who we talked about last week, Oprah Winfrey, John Forsythe had a birthday, Brett Butler. Oh, I was thinking the one on on Gone with the Wind. Phil Collins had a birthday, and I could have played
here.
Something.
You could have played this.
For who?
One of those people that you just read. So go ahead, out of that list, whose song is this?
Jumping out the window, moving on.
Well, I guess that's Joey Fatone.
No!
Yeah. Oh, Van Halen?
Yes, it is absolutely not Van Halen. It's Adam Lambert.
Oh,
how can
Adam
you not
Lambert.
Know that that's Adam Lambert?
I don't know who Adam Lambert is other than he looked cute in his picture.
Jesus Christ.
And he's gay. Franklin
I want to end this right now.
Franklin D. Roosevelt.
I can't believe you don't know who that
it's
is.
It's your birthday. I'm gonna have a good time. I said it's your birthday. Happy birthday to ya.
You know, Gene Simmons had a birthday. And I looked next to it and it said 83 years old. And I'm like, Gene Simmons is not 83 years old. But it's not the Gene Simmons from Kiss. It's Gene Simmons, J-E-A-N. It's a girl who apparently gained fame as Ophelia in Laurence Olivier's Hamlet.
3, 2, 1. Contact is the secret.
Excellent. Love the lasers. Gotta love the fucking lasers.
All right. So, did we have any emails?
Yes, we did.
So, no, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
All right. Well, I don't have any, so go right ahead and read those emails.
I'm looking for it right now. I got this email. It did come to contact at doobiesintent.com. It was sent from Patrick in New York, who says, "For those of us of a certain age, Don Cornelius was a celebrity, sort of. and then linked to the article that Don Cornelius had died. Now, I just want to point out that it is the contest is to be the first person to report it on our celebrity death phone. So while I do appreciate that, Patrick, and you may very well have been the first person to inform us, you don't get an entry into the contest unless you do that thing.
So for some reason, I didn't get that email.
All right. And then the other email that I got was, it wasn't so much an email. This was a comment that came in from someone who said, let's see. It was basically about the voiceover dude last time. The voice of the robot, you know.
Yes.
There it is. It is pronounced Tufeld, like meld. Dick Tufeld was his name, because we didn't know how to pronounce his name last time. So the voiceover dude who died was named Dick Tufeld. Danger, danger, Will Robinson. That guy.
All right. Who was the comment from, did you say?
Patrick from New York.
Oh, okay.
And I believe we had some Google Plusage stuff, but I will look for that while you go and...
All right. So we had this contest was just a work of genius, because we have had so many voicemails. So here we go. The first one received on January 28th at 3:02 p.m. And here we go.
Hello, loving and dropping like hotcakes. James Ferrantino, who I believe many spinach-based meals were named after. Dennis O'Donnell.
Wait, who?
Thank you for calling.
Who?
James Tarantino. So
James,
I think he's talking about the Welcome Back Kotter guy who died last week. He was the actor. He died of a heart attack, and he was one of the members on Welcome Back Kotter.
No, I don't think so. Let's see. James Tarantino was a fashion designer.
Well, maybe I got the last name wrong.
Oh my God, did Quentin Tarantino die? Play it again, just the first part.
Okay.
Hello, loving and dropping like hotcakes, James Ferrantino.
Ferrantino.
Who I believe many,
okay, you can stop it. James Ferrantino.
I believe he's a Welcome Back Kotter guy.
No, I don't think so. James, because that dude was Arnold Epstein or somebody.
But that wasn't.
What the fuck is that? It's not me. Oh, well, you're playing that. James Tarantino. Yes, James Tarantino died. He was not the dude from Welcome Back, Kotter. James Tarantino. I've never heard of him in any of these things. He was on Melrose Place as the part of Mr. Beck.
Oh, I don't know. Then I don't know him.
He was in the TV series Real Monsters as the part of Grungy. He was, let's see, in the TV series Julie, who I don't even know what the fuck that is. But he played the part of Sam McGuire.
Does Big Fatty just have a big book of like unknown celebrities?
I think he is getting close to death, so he must keep track of these people. He was 73 years old when he died, James Tarantino. But I'm sorry, Big Fatty, neither of us have ever heard of this guy. He does not.
No. Well, the Welcome Back Kotter guy died, and I don't know his name, but he died last week. Maybe we have a call.
I'm
about
sure
that.
We have at least a call about. Well, you know what? We should probably mention that though, but. You can't call more than like a week after these people die, because you can't, if we haven't gotten a Welcome Back Kotter, you can't like suddenly call now
tomorrow,
and start giving
tomorrow
us.
You can't call and say Donna Reed died,
right?
You know, or something. Okay,
right. So wait, hold on, just to make this official, all right, so just to make this official for Big Fatty. Oh, no entry there. Oh, right, no entry.
Sorry, Big Fatty. Okay, here's the next one.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, I'm afraid that the celebrity death phone sound effect has also died. Could you check on that and get that reinstated? Because that's really the highlight of people dying is when the phone rings. And we need to hear that. Thank you. Hi, Adam. And you can sit on my lap anytime.
There you go. Wasn't that what we were going to use? We're going to use this for the correct and this for the wrong.
don't know what you were using correct, but that was the wrong one. Okay.
How about that one?
All right. So Peter did what he normally does and sent
it. By the way, Fatty, no, the sound effect, not dead.
No, he was talking about the phone call sound effect.
Oh, I don't.
So here was the first one he caught too.
Hey, Adam and Daniel, it's Peter G here, and you know you struggled in the last episode to remember who Etta James was, and only grudgingly gave her the full $5 bonus for being a dead celebrity.
Correct.
But then you let Dick Nobody in, who was some voice on Lost in Space like a million years ago.
Tufeld.
You let him in for $250. I think Etta James is way more notable than just twice of Dick Nobody. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But anyway, with that in mind, as long as you're letting anybody in, I have to regret to inform you that Ian Abercrombie, a veteran British stage and screen actor whose TV roles included Elaine's boss, Mr. Pitt, on Seinfeld, and also the voice of Chancellor Palpatine in Star Wars, The Clone Wars, has died. So he was on a much more recent and relevant TV show, and he was in a Star Wars movie, even if it was one of the crappy sequel movies, sequel movies.
All of the Star Trek.
So Ian Abercrombie, he was 77, and he is dead. Alert the celebrity death phone. Bye.
So I do know who he is.
All right, but hold on a second. God, we've just opened up this whole can of worms here, haven't we? So, all right, Abercrombie.
He died recently.
Well, that's what I want to find out is when he died, because I just got finished saying I don't want it to be a week later. So let's see when, in fact, he did die.
People are now going back and like looking at old Google stories like, okay, who died this year?
All right, so Ian Abercrombie died on January 30th. And that is within the last week. So
it is.
There we go. That Peter G, you now have a second entry into the contest. And what were we at? We were at $30.
Yeah. So I would give him five.
Right, $5. Yeah. Going to $5. And let me just say this about the Etta James thing. You know, like this is the thing about celebrity. Not all celebrities are celebrities to everyone, right? There are some people in the geek world that I view as a celebrity. Like, I would think that Leo Laporte is a celebrity, but you people would have no fucking clue who he was.
Well, I would agree, so...
But I'm just saying that just because there's someone who you happen to know who they are and you think that they're, you know, that they're a celebrity doesn't mean that they are. That's what I'm trying to say. Etta James, I knew the song. I didn't know the person. And honestly, if that's the only thing that we know about her is that one song, it's not really a celebrity. Men at Work are not celebrity, and they only had one hit, too.
By the way, you can use that new U-verse thing to schedule a recording for Live with Kelly tomorrow, because Leo Laporte will be on Live with Kelly.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Etta James was going to be
the morning. So Leo Laporte will be on Live with Kelly at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time.
All right.
So here is the next one.
Hey, this is Larry, also known as Heathledge from various outlets. Hello, Daniel and Adam. I just wanted to call the celebrity death line. And somebody posted something on Google, Plus, and I just figured I'd go and say that the guy who played Juan Epstein on Welcome Back, Carter, that actor, Hages, I believe was his last name, he apparently passed away. I'm sure somebody already got it then, but I think I'm going to play right now for those alcoholics. But I digress. Have a wonderful evening. Take care. Bye.
All right, so Q Sledge goes into the queue there for the Welcome Back Slaughter. Welcome Back Slaughter guy. Yeah.
Welcome Back Slaughter.
Welcome Back Slaughter.
All right. Yeah, I think he's famous. Okay. All right, here is our next one.
Hi, this is also Larry, again, also known as Q-Sledge. Apparently, John Rich died at the age of 86. He was a TV director of All in the Family, Benson, and the Dick Van Dyke Show. Again, this is Larry. This is my latest... God damn it, I'm fucking it up again. Right. It's going to ever be smooth.
Right.
Like peanut butter.
Right.
Smooth like peanut butter.
Right.
Not chunky, like, you know, peanuts or...
Okay, right.
You know, somebody who goes in the bathroom, move their shit back and forth, he moves their shit back and forth. Anyway, y'all have one day. Bye.
Right.
So wait, I have to read this real quick. The translation to part of that was, not sure if you'd like to have subpoena store.
Right.
No, somebody goes in the bathroom, lose their back in hooking Rishi, it back and forth. Anyways, yeah.
Okay.
Stop it. Cut it out. I have a glandular problem.
All right. Now, I say no.
I say no.
I don't know. Yeah. You know what? You have to be pretty fucking famous as a director. I mean, you have to be like, you know, what Ron Howard or Steven Spielberg or somebody
now,
in order for me to know who a fucking director is.
I have to say, I love Q Sledge. I love Benson. And
yes.
If Robert Guillaume had died,
right.
I believe that's his name, then that would have been $5, but right. Not the director. Sorry.
Why is the black man only worth $5?
Because that's all we give.
All right, go ahead. All right. Next one.
Well, hello, boys.
Donna Sugars.
This is Donna Sugars. Oh, mm-hmm. Goodness. I just wanted to call because, first of all, Adam, darling, I realize you're a top, and I realize you've got your whatever average penis, but do not presume to know anything about a bottom, because saying that bottoms don't prefer big dicks, girl, you don't even know. Now, but just because you're not a bottom doesn't mean that there aren't bottoms out there that want big old thick cocks. Okay, girl? So, I had to get that out there. I'm sorry. Ooh, girl. I went to a dark place. So, the other thing, well, and speaking of a dark, evil hole, Katie Segal is a cunt. And I met her, and she's a vicious, evil cunt. So, just thought I'd tell you. Okay. Love your show. Kisses, darlings. Mwah. Hi.
I was playing the Spanish flute. Who's a cunt?
Katie Segal,
vicious cunt.
You know, can I just say, I'm not speaking for all bottoms, but I have met bottoms that are not size queens. So just because Miss Sugars apparently is a size queen does not mean that all bottoms are size queens. And that was not my point. My point was...
Oh my God.
No.
Move the show forward.
I have to say this. My point was, we should not stereotype that if someone has a big dick, that they must be a top. And if someone has a small dick, they must be a bottom, is all that
I'm saying.
On the
news now, Burbank police have arrested a woman accused of offering sex in exchange for chicken McNuggets.
You liked that story, didn't you? Oh, God. Okay, here's our next one.
Hello, this is Yaz Mamadou calling to inform you that Don Cornelius of Soul Train fame is dead. Love the show. Bye.
What was the date and time on that one?
It was February 1.
Yes, at what time?
Oh, wait, no, it wasn't. Wait.
Yeah,
was it February 1?
Yes.
At 8:26 a.m. But I'm playing these in order. So
26 a.m. I know, but we got an emailed voice letter about John Cornelius. John Cornelius.
But we
that
said
would be Don's
didn't
brother.
Count, remember?
No. Email voice counts, but not email.
Now tell me who that was.
That was Yaz Mamadou.
Do you know that person?
Yeah, she's a listener of ours. She's on the Google Plus machine.
Oh. Well, hi, I've never met you before. Say hello sometime. I'm glad you listen. Okay.
She does. You know, she was in a hangout that you could have been in February. Hold on. Ah, okay. So, yeah, see, because I'm just going to go ahead and play this because you didn't play this. So this came in at 10 a.m. on February 1st.
Well, wait, I have multiple ones before 10 a.m.
Okay. Then tell me when you're at 10 a.m. and I'll play this one.
I will. Okay. So 9:08 a.m., on February 1st, we have this one. Okay, well, that was nothing.
Hold on. Before we move any further, the 8 a.m., the call by Yaz Mamadou for the Soul Train. Yes, Yaz Mamadou, you get an entry into the contest.
You
and
need
we are,
something with clapping, I think.
And we are now up to another $5. We are now, the kitty is now up to $40.
All right, so this one is 9:09 a.m.
Hello, this is Joey from Cocktails and Cream Puffs. Don Cornelius, the man behind Soul Train, has died.
Well, thank you for calling, Joey. And Joey, just like your podcast, we have a sound for your call today.
You missed it. Missed it by that much. Oh, do I have that one? Missed it by that much?
You just missed it by like an inch.
Missed it by that much.
All right. Well, here's the next one at 9:13 a.m.
Rest in peace on that Soul Train. Lurie Dean calling to report Don Cornelius dead February 1st, 2012.
Oh, Lurie, I love you.
Lurie Dean.
Sorry.
Yeah. We should probably not get a full tuba sound. We should probably get that thing, you know, that they also play on that. Oh, that aw sound, you know, where the audience is just kind of like, oh, like you just missed it.
I don't know. Anyway, so we appreciate your call. Call anytime. Thank you for calling. We do appreciate your business here at Dubious Intent. Unfortunately, you were not the first caller.
Alert the celebrity death phone. Call the celebrity death phone for Don Cornelius, creator and host of Soul Train. He is dead, according to the Los Angeles Police Department. Good morning, Daniel and Adam. It's Peter G. And alert the celebrity death phone for Don Cornelius. Thanks, Don. Bye.
Aww.
So thanks for calling, Peter.
Thanks for calling. What is that?
Oops.
All right. So Peter G, just wanted to mention Peter G. So sorry.
All right.
Was that better?
Oh, no, I like that one. That's a trumpet. All right.
That was too long, though.
So here's our next one. This one came in at 9:42 a.m.
Hey there. This is Scott, a.k.a. Shader69. I'm just calling because Don Cornelius has passed away. Oh, Don, I'll miss you. But now he's writing that Soul Train. Nothing this guy. Put a dollar in. And the dead person bucket. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right. So. That one was funny. I can't. Hold on. Okay, sorry. Okay, here's our next one. 4:53 p.m. On February 1st.
Hi guys, it's Brian in Danbury. Calling for the dead celebrity. Calling to report that Don Cornelius of Soul Train has died. And Daniel, stop fighting it. Don't forget, I have pictures of you in a sippy cup. Talk to you later. Bye.
So sorry.
All right. Okay. So, thank you for calling, but no, you weren't the first caller on The Price is Right. So, here at 5 p.m. on February 1st.
Hey, everybody. This is Larry, also known as Q-Slave from Twitter's and, you know, a couple of podcasts I do. Hey, Don Cornelius died from Soul Train, apparently from a suicide, which is kind of odd because I thought if he wanted to make it poetic, he'd just try to maybe jump from a train. Anyway, so that's my latest entry for the Death Watch, Don Cornelius, host of Soul Train. Bye-bye!
So... Sorry, Q-Slash.
Are you
right? But you did get an entry earlier for the Epstein.
Now, are you writing down who actually won?
Yes, Yasmin, okay. Yas Mamadou got that ticket.
All right, so here is our last one from February 1st at 6:51 p.m.
2 days ago, Camilla Williams, opera star, expired. This is Larry, also known as Q-Slash, putting in yet one another coin into the slot of unfortunateness. Today.
Okay, so you're putting the coin in the slot, and I'm going to pull the handle, and we're going to see what you get.
We're going to get this. And we're going to get this.
Yeah, we don't know who that is. So, again, thank you for calling. That was all of it. Now, I did want to mention that someone died, and I don't know how recent it was because I heard it on a radio show that I listened to, and I was a little bit behind. But apparently, and let's see if I can find actual music for this. Let's see what this is. Oh, no, that's not it. So apparently, Bozo the Clown... died.
Aww.
And I used to watch the Bozo Show when I was growing up, and I used to watch the
Yeah, but
Grand Prize game. I don't know if anybody. You know the game where they had the buckets and the ping pong balls?
Weren't there like 15 bozos? I mean, there's been a lot of different bozos, haven't there?
Okay, I don't know which one died, but there was one that was on when I was growing up.
Excellent.
I assumed he was the one, but anyway,
excellent.
He died.
So can we close out our celebrity death thing here? That is the celebrity death phone for this week. And a call from Donna Sugars.
3, 2, 1.
Excellent.
Right. Excellent. Oh, excellent. Wow. Okay. Well, you know, just because most of you who called were losers, doesn't mean that you shouldn't try again next week. Because
yes, no, you should absolutely, because you know what? I thought for sure that Peter G was, when I saw that voicemail come into my email, and, you know, it was early in the morning, right after it was announced, and I was like, you know, oh, Peter G is going to get two entries into this contest now, because I didn't even know about his other one that, what was it, the Ian McGregor, Ian Emperor Palpatine. I didn't know that he was going to get that one. So I was like, ah, oh, Peter G's just going to have like every entry all the time. But then Yaz Mamadou snuck in there at the last minute and got that ticket. So the congratulations to our winners this week, or the entry winners this week, Yaz Mamadou, Q Sledge, and that Peter G. Now, that means that that's three different Ian. And then, so I believe now we are at
45.
Yes, $45, and then... Oh, good heavens, good heavens. Wait. Hello?
Other news now, Burbank police have arrested a woman accused of offering sex in exchange for chicken McNuggets. Officers say the woman was seen opening customers' doors at this McDonald's on Olive Avenue last Wednesday night.
It was on Olive Avenue. I don't know if you knew that or not. It was on Olive Avenue.
It was on Olive Avenue.
They don't have olives at the McDonald's.
Oh. So that's it. What a great show, you know.
That was a great show. I don't know. There's a little thing there on your screen. Do you want me to play that clip again? Yes or no?
Let me think. Hold on. I think I'm gonna press no. I think maybe. But then if I press no, you might. I don't know. You might ask me. Are you sure that you meant not to press no?
Dubious Intent was written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line or the celebrity death phone at 2x2DI+. That is 2x2DI+, which equates out to some numbers that I am not entirely sure what they are. But you can do that. You can also send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. Or you can find us on Google Plus. Just search for Dubious Intent. Oh, you know what? We had some Google Plus-age that we should have talked about.
Well, it's too late now.
Like, I know some people, like Brian from Cheap Blue Guitar, couldn't believe that you like Lou Ferrigno and some
so
other
hot.
Things. Yeah. So, you know, you just do that. So anyway, play with us, whatever. Keep us in mind. And thanks to everyone that called, even the people that we played the silly little songs for.
Yes, so, thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Now we're still killing time.
Well, I finished my bottle of vodka.
Ugh.
Salut. Is that what you say?
Say goodnight, Adam.
Goodnight, Adam.
Other news now, Burbank police have arrested a woman accused of offering sex in exchange for chicken McNuggets. Officers say the woman was seen opening customers'
doors. She just sounds so surprised about it every time.
Last Wednesday.
She's so surprised.
For chicken McNuggets.
She opened the door and it was chicken McNuggets. It's like she opened the door and it was
exchange for chicken McNuggets.
Chicken McNuggets.
Officers say the woman was seen opening customers' doors at this McDonald's on Olive Avenue last Wednesday night. One of those customers reportedly told police that the woman offered him sex for his chicken McNuggets. He declined. So far, there's been no comment from McDonald's about the incident.
That's the important part.
$2 delivery fee.
What
and
the
you
hell
have
is
to
this?
Give a tip. You have to give a tip. You can't just arbitrarily. You have to give a tip, Megan. It took 42 minutes. Yes,
say
yeah.
That to me.
I'm talking.
See,
to
now
you.
That's her co-anchor, basically.
Look
going
Megan,
on. Right,
you have
Megan,
to give
you
a tip.
Cheap cunt. You cheap bitch. You have to give a tip.
You fake-breasted bleach blonde bimbo. You
tips.
Gotta give
Fortigan
a tip.
Fortigan does tip well. By the way.
Oh, now the weatherman jumped in. Oh, this is great. Wait, this is the next voice you'll hear will be the weatherman. So wait. So he's like,
me.
I'm talking to you.
I always give tips.
It took 40
and does tip well, by the way. Oh, yeah. I got her some
chicken nuggets.
If you missed the chicken nugget story yesterday, you're...